This is Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 1027 WLGZ. Now here's your host, Mark Shuttleworth.
That's right, I am Mark Shuttleworth, and this morning we are joined by Laura Stradley, the Executive Director of Veterans Outreach Center here in Rochester. Laura, how are you?
I'm great. How are you, Mark?
Good. We're excited to have you on the program with us this morning. It's been a while since we have chatted. Why don't you tell us what's new at the VOC, the Veterans Outreach Center?
Great. Well, you know, we've always got a lot of new programs going on and different services in an effort to find ways to support veterans, you know, that are most relevant and dealing with the issues that they bring to us on occasion. And so what we're most excited about right now, I think, is that we are getting ready to embark on a very large renovation of our homeless shelter. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, that's fantastic. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so Veterans Outreach Center actually has several housing facilities, and our largest homeless shelter for male veterans is called Richard's House. That facility currently can house up to 28 men on any given night, and unfortunately, the building itself has really kind of fallen into some disrepair. It is an older building to begin with, and actually not, you know, really sufficient, I don't think, for meeting the needs in the community in terms of how many homeless veterans there are in Rochester. And so what we plan to do, in addition to renovating the existing building, is actually to add an addition to it so that we will now, once the renovation is complete, we'll have room for 46 veterans on any given night.
Wow, that's so. You said right. Currently, it houses 28, and it's going to move up to 46.
That's right. So, unfortunately, we know that in Rochester, based on point in time counts that our continuum of care has conducted, that there tends to be upwards of 75 to 80 vets who are homeless at night, and there are some other organizations in the community that have a few beds, but really, Veterans Outreach Center has the largest program, and of course, as the Veterans Outreach Center, we have a number of supportive services that really wrap around and help to ensure that not only, you know, are we treating the immediate need of homelessness, but then providing the supports and the additional programs that are needed to help somebody get out of that situation on a more permanent basis.
Yeah, we're speaking with Laura Stradley, the Executive Director of Veterans Outreach Center here in Rochester. You can visit their website at it's vocroc.org, the website, vocroc.org. Now, tell us, so what are some of those wraparound programs that you're referring to that can help these folks get ahead?
Sure. So we have right on site at our shelter, we've got substance abuse counselors who are licensed. We have licensed mental health social workers. But we also do a lot of other really neat things. We have peer support programs. We've got folks who provide financial coaching and budgeting assistance. We have a whole host of employment and training programs that veterans don't have to pay for. They can get trained on welding and, you know, becoming a security guard or computer programs, culinary. There's just, we've got a ton of things along those lines so that they can really take maybe some of the skills that they learned in the military and then find great ways to be, you know, employable in the civilian sector. So, and then on top of all that, we've got our entire morale center, which has a hydro massage chair, a barber shop, laundry services, all kinds of things. And really the goal is just to find whatever programs and services that the veteran needs to be successful after military service and to deliver them.
And veterans come in all ages, all across the spectrum. So all of these resources are available to a veteran of any age?
That's right. And in fact, you know, I think what's really sad for some people is when they come into our homeless shelter and, you know, they may see somebody who is in their early 20s. And a lot of times some people will say, gee, you know, I didn't envision a veteran being that young. Or the flip side, we've had veterans in their 80s in our shelter. And you know, you think, how does somebody at that stage of life end up in this unfortunate circumstance? And so we provide care and compassionate services to people, you know, veterans of all ages.
So we were talking about Richard's House a few minutes ago that you are renovating and expanding. Where's the location of that building?
It's right on the corner of South Ave and Cypress Street. And in fact, I just ran into somebody the other day who happens to live in the South Wedge. And she said, boy, you know, it's so nice to have you guys there. You're great neighbors. And I think that that's not only a testament, hopefully, to our agency, but also to the veterans themselves. The community loves having them right there in the neighborhood, and they really are good neighbors. They look out for the folks that live in the Wedge, and, you know, they do a lot to keep our facility looking nice and, you know, as though it's fitting into the rest of the, you know, the landscape there. So that's nice.
It's always good to know that you're a nice neighbor. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Right. Good feedback to get. We're speaking with Laura Stradley, the executive director of Veterans Outreach Center here in Rochester. VOCROC.org is the website. And it's a fully interactive website. If somebody is a veteran and they have a family member who's a veteran and they're interested in these in some of the programs that you offer, can they sign up online or do they have to come down in person to the facility?
Oh, yep. They can connect with us in whatever way is the easiest for them. They can come in directly. They can call us, or of course they can get on our website and there's a form they can complete. It's just a simple one pager and it says, I need services. And so if they want to make a referral for a loved one, they're certainly welcome to do that. And I'm so glad that you brought that up, Mark, because I think one of the things we've tried to do too in the last few years is to really find ways to connect with folks depending on, you know, what technology works best for them. So we also, you know, we implement a text line for our current clients so that we can stay connected that way. And then we've also got tablets available with internet connection for any veteran who needs it, who is in a vulnerable situation and maybe they don't have connectivity at home to the internet. And so we can provide that too.
Wow, you guys are really, really full service. How big a staff do you have as far as volunteers and folks that are there to assist?
Yeah, we've got just under 50 paid staff, and then we've got more than 100 volunteers. And, you know, for people who are listening, Rochester is actually one of the largest communities that has veterans in our state. And in fact, we've got upwards of 40,000 veterans who live in Monroe County.
Wow.
And and so, you know, we try to meet the needs of the folks that unfortunately, you know, whether they struggled right after they came home from military service or maybe they've been home for 30, 40 years and are now having some challenges for the first time. We welcome anybody to come in and connect with our staff, and we'll do whatever we can to support them.
So if somebody's listening right now and they want to get involved with Veterans Outreach Center, are you looking for volunteers? Is that something you're always looking for?
Or? Yes, for sure. We're definitely always looking for volunteers. We're looking for, you know, people that want to make referrals for that loved one in their life that they think needs a little bit of help. And of course, if somebody wants to, maybe they don't have the time to invest because that's a precious commodity these days too, but maybe they'd like to make an investment in our renovation or even just our general programs and services. There are options to do so on the website, or, you know, they can always call us and connect that way too.
So how has COVID-19 and the pandemic of the past however many months, how has that impacted the services you offer or fundraising? How has that impacted the VOC?
Well, you know, when the pandemic first struck, our homeless shelter has never closed, and we've always provided those services straight on through to our vets. But our campuses that had some of the employment and training and more of the wellness programming, we did close those physically for a couple of months until we got the green light from the state to reopen. But we took that time to really find some of those tools to connect with vets that I mentioned, with the iPads, the tablets, and we kind of turned our focus to that more remote type of service delivery. And so what we've done, you know, since, and that really only lasted a couple of months, and then we were fully reopened again over a year ago. But once we did fully reopen, we thought, you know, maybe this is an opportunity to just expand service delivery. So now, you know, all of the options are available to veterans in whatever way makes the most sense. And of course, you know, very unfortunately, we've noticed that many veterans are coming in with significantly greater mental health issues right now. And I think that's kind of happening nationwide. But Our staff are responsive. We do have folks who specialize in, crisis intervention and de-escalation training, and of course, very importantly, suicide prevention. We began going through all of our staff, even our administrative staff, over a year ago to get every single person trained in the New York State suicide prevention training model, which is very, very effective. And unfortunately, due to COVID, we had to put some of that training on hold, but we're glad to be able to start revamping that and getting that back to a 100% training rate again.
We're speaking with Laura Stradley, the Executive Director of Veterans Outreach Center here in Rochester. You can find them online at vocroc.org. You can see all of the programs they have, all of the services they offer to veterans and their families on the website there. And if you want to become a volunteer, you can find information about that there as well. Do you have any fundraising? Well, tell us about funding, first of all, for VOC, and then if you have any fundraising events on the horizon.
Sure. So we certainly do rely on the generosity of our community. A lot of our fundraising efforts are in the vein of folks who either may respond to a mail campaign that we've sent out, or they may attend a fundraiser and the proceeds come to us. Or of course, we do have a number of special events that we host ourselves each year. And then we do have grant funding from state and federal government sources, as well as local foundations, which are wonderful. So in terms of some of the fundraising events that are on the horizon, we have our Pound the Ground for Vets, which is a 5K that we have held every year for, 15 years now, maybe. And it will be at Mendon Ponds this summer. And we are going to have that in August 18th. There's going to be a virtual component to it as well. So again, as far as some of the adaptations we've made due to the pandemic, last year it was a completely virtual 5K, which is kind of different. But this year we're going to have both in person and virtual. So if anybody is interested in that, whether they want to run it, walk it, or even sponsor it, they can get on the website and get more information about that or call us directly.
And that's August 18th. You said Pound the Ground at Mendon Ponds Park, but there's also the virtual component too.
Yes, that's correct. Yep.
All right. And people can just make donations through the website safely and securely at any time. Not tied to an event, just make a donation. Do you have people who make regular donations on a monthly basis?
We do, in fact. And of course, in the vein of military terminology, we call them our support force. Mm. And so, we're so appreciative to the folks who just want to send us, maybe $10, $20 a month. And it's something that they feel they can do reasonably, and it certainly makes a big impact for our veterans when we are able to get those recurring monthly donations like that.
That is wonderful. Laura Stradley, the Executive Director of VOC, Veterans Outreach Center here in Rochester, the website vocroc.org. Is there anything else you want to pass along to our audience that you want them to know about the Veterans Outreach Center, ways they can help, needs that you guys have, anything along those lines?
Yeah, thanks, Mark. I think we covered it pretty well, but we just, again, want to express our deepest appreciation to everybody who does support us on a regular basis or even on a one-time basis. It all helps. And, of course, with less than 1% of our population currently in uniform, it does take the other 99% to show that support and that caring compassion so that when our men and women who have sacrificed so much come home, there are programs and services there to help them keep our nation free. So we just really, we appreciate everybody in Rochester that does that for us.
Yeah, these are the brave men and women who, they made a massive sacrifice for our country, for our freedom. And this is, there's ways you can make sacrifices as well to help them and to assist them and show your appreciation and your love for them, and Veterans Outreach Center certainly offers you a number of ways to do that. Again, the website is vocroc.org, vocroc.org. Please visit the website, take a look around there, perhaps get involved with the Pound the Ground for Vets, Mendon Ponds, August 18th. You can take part there, the 5K at the event there, or you can do the virtual element to it in its place. But please get involved one way or another and show your support for our veterans here in Rochester. Laura, always a pleasure to chat with you. Thank you for taking the time today. We're grateful for you.
you too. Thank you very much.
You've been listening to Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 1027 WLGZ, a part of the DJRO Broadcasting Company.